You're listening to the Friends Journal podcast. If you like what you hear, rate us on iTunes and consider supporting our mission with a membership at friendsjournal.org/grow. Thank you.
My name is Lynn Martin. I am going to read a poem called Weather is What She Has to Say. Everywhere the earth is speaking. In L.A. it opens and drags down whole buildings. Here in Vermont, the woods resound with the crack of trees under ice. No one is safe. Cars have been sliding off the road on broken bridges or slick roads black with cold. Where do we hold on? All day, a nuthatch has huddled on my deck. She flies to the bird feeder, extracts a seed, descends to a railing, and husks it in seconds. Orange-bellied, she grows fatter under the gray sky threatening even more snow, oblivious to anything but need. I envy her concentration, the ability to shut out all but a kernel of nourishment. Like those trees whose branches are brought to the ground, I long to just give in and believe spring will liberate. Some good will come with its warm breath. Just last year, I believed in the robin, the most common of birds, who flew into a high tree, turned his breast to the sun, and sang my heart afire. His song still echoes. It's not that I've lost faith in the earth. Weather is what she has to say. The trouble is, are we listening? My name is Lynn Martin. I am a member of Putney Friends Meeting, but at the moment I'm attending a Quaker worship group, which meets right here in West Brattleboro.
The piece you just heard was produced by Friends Journal. Friends Journal's mission is to communicate Quaker experience in order to connect and deepen spiritual lives. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate us on iTunes and consider becoming a member at friendsjournal.org/grow. Thanks for your support.